Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Chesamid Aleph. We're holding on the top of Chesamid Aleph, four lines from the top, by the words of Reb Shimon. So we had said, we just mentioned in the Gemara, Machlaikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if the tzitz needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head to be Meratzeh. According to Reb Yehuda, the tzitz is only Meratzeh when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head. If it's off the head, if it's off the Kohen Gadol's head, if it's hanging up somewhere, so then it's not Meratzeh. And according to Reb Shimon, the tzitz is Meratzeh even when it's not on the Kohen Gadol's head. And we said that Rabbi Huda's Makar, that he said it needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head, is from that which the Pasuk says, Al Meitzach V'Nasa, that it's on his head, it's on his forehead, and it's Mechaper, and it's Meratzeh. So you see, it needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head. Now says the Gemara, Ud Rabbi Shimon the Amar Tamin Meratzeh, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's always Meratzeh, even when it's not on the Kohen Gadol's head, Avaksiv Al Meitzach V'Nasa, it's the Gersa of the Bach, but the Pasuk says, Al Meitzach V'Nasa, that it's only Meratzeh, seemingly that it's only Meratzeh when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon will tell you, Ahu l'kvay lo'y makam hu da'asa, that where the Pasuk says, Al Meitzach V'Nasa, is not teaching us that it needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head. It's teaching us where the makam of the tzitz is. Where does the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz? We don't know where the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz. It's only because here the Torah says, Al Meitzach V'Nasa, that he wears it on his head. And it's Meratzeh, so that just teaches us that that's the place where he's supposed to wear it when he does wear it. But not that if he's not wearing it, it's not Meratzeh. It's just teaching us that that's the place that he wears it. Now, the patches of the Gemara and the way most Rishonim learn is that that means that the tzitz is worn on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. That's what it says, Al Meitzach. And the Gemara here says that that's the Kvayo Makub, Hu Da'asa. It seems to me that that's where the Kohen Gadol is supposed to wear the tzitz. However, the Ritva over here brings from the Riva, who actually says that the tzitz didn't go on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, it actually went by his hair, by the beginning of his head. Interesting machlokes, where exactly the tzitz went. But either way, so the Gemara says, Reb Shimon will say that the pasuk of Al Meitzach V'Nasa is just teaching us where the tzitz goes. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda L'kvei Lo'y Makay Minale, where does Rabbi Yehuda know, where does he understand that the Torah is telling us where the tzitz goes? Says the Gemara, Nafkulei Me'al Mitzchai. He learns it now from that which the Torah says in the same pasuk. It says Al Mitzchai. So from Al Mitzchai, he learns out that the tzitz goes on the Kohen Gadol's head. In fact, the Gemara of Reb Shimon Nami typically Me'al Mitzchai. So why didn't it suffice to learn out from Al Mitzchai that that's where the tzitz goes? And then the pasuk when it says Al Meitzach V'Nasa should teach us that it needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head. It's not just teaching me L'kvay Lo'y Makam Hu Da'asa, that I could already learn out from that which the Torah says Al Mitzchai. Why doesn't Reb Shimon learn it out from Al Mitzchai that that's where the tzitz goes? So says the Gemara, Inuch Nami, he does. From Al Mitzchai we can learn out that the tzitz goes on the Kohen Gadol's head. Ela al meitzach v'nasa, again the gears of the Bach, Ela al meitzach v'nasa my avile. So what do we do? What does Rabbi Shimon do with that which the Torah says, Al meitzach v'nasa, which Rabbi Yehuda learned out from there that it needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head for it to be Meratzeh? My avile, what does Rabbi Shimon do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Amar lecha, Rabbi Shimon will tell you, Roi le meitzach Meratzeh, she'ena roi le meitzach ena Meratzeh. Not that it needs to be on the Kohen Gadol's head in order to be Meratzeh, but it needs to be roi to go onto the Kohen Gadol's head. Lafuke nishbarat tzitz deloi Meratzeh. As opposed to if it's nishbar, if the tzitz is broken, so then it's not Meratzeh. Even Reb Shimon, who holds that the tzitz does not need to be on the Kohen Gadol's head, agrees that it can't be broken. It needs to be roi to go onto his head. Ud Rabbi Yehuda nishbar tzitz minale. And where does Rabbi Yehuda know that the tzitz is broken so that it's not Meratzeh? Now obviously it's broken, it's not on his head. So what's the Shiloh? So L'chair the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have the right to darshan to the extreme and say that Al Meitzach V'Nasa teaches us that it's only Meratzeh when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head if he doesn't have a makar yet that it needs to be Roy to go onto the Kohen Gadol's head. You first have to have a makar that it needs to be Roy, and then you could take the next step and darshan from Al Meitzach V'Nasa that if it's not on the Kohen Gadol's head, it's not Meratzeh. But first, if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a drasha for Nishbar, so then he should have darshaned from El Meitzach V'Nasa like Reb Shimon. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda must have a different makar that he knows it can't be broken. So where does Rabbi Yehuda know that it can't be broken? Says the Gemara, Nafkulei mi Meitzach Mitzchai. The Torah could have said Meitzach, and it says Mitzchai, the extra vav, that teaches us that it needs to be Roy to go onto his head, and if it's broken, it's not Meratzeh. Reb Shimon Meitzach Mitzchay. Reb Shimon Meitzach Mitzchay Le Mashmalay. And Reb Shimon held that there's no drush over here from the extra vav. Now, Stam, it's interesting that the Gemara feels the need to bring a drasha, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon feel the need to make a drasha, that if the tzitz is nishbar, that it's not meratzeh. If the tzitz is broken, if you don't have a tzitz, so it's not the pshat that the tzitz isn't meratzeh when it's broken. If there's no tzitz, there's just no tzitz. It's not that the tzitz isn't meratzeh. Of course, if you don't have a tzitz, so then you don't have anything to be meratzeh. What do you need to have a drasha for, that if the tzitz is broken, so that it's not meratzeh? There's just no tzitz. Unless you say that somehow the Gemara means to say that it's nishbar in a way that it's still be'etzem kosher, it still has a shame tzitz to it, and just it's exerts a kosher, so that it's not maratza even though it's broken. Something like that. Tzarchiyin. Either way, says the Gemara Vayter. Nima hani tanoi kahani tanoi. We mentioned before a machlekas from Nachman and Reb Sheshes if Tumah is dechuya betzibur, if Tumah is hutra betzibur, and we said that the machlekas from Nachman and Reb Sheshes is really a machlekas tanoim. We said it's a machlekas from Yehuda and Reb Shimon that according to Reb Yehuda, Tumah is hutra betzibur, according to Reb Shimon, Tumah is dechuya betzibur. And now the Gemara wants to say that neima hani tanoi kahani tanoi. That l'chayra we have a different machlekas tanoim, which is also based on this, which is also a machlekas if Tumah is hutra or Tumah is dechuya. What's this machlekas? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, both the Kohen Gadol, when he was being Pirish for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen HaSarif HaSapara, who was being Pirish 7 days before the Sarif HaSapara, both of them, Zeh ve'Zeh, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, Mazin Alav, so we sprinkle on him, on the Kohen, from the Mechatas, Kol Shiva, all 7 days, Mikol Chatoish HaYusham, from the Mechatas of all the different Chatoish over there. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita is that we sprinkle the Mechatas every single day of the 7 days. Rechoshish for Tumas Meis. Really, the halacha is that for Tumas Meis, a person needs to get sprinkled with the Mechatas only on the 3rd day of his Tumah and the 7th day of his Tumah. Now, we're being Rechoshish for Tumas Meis. We don't actually know which day is day 3, which day is day 7. Rabbi Meir says that we should be Mazin Olav all 7 days. We don't know which day is day 3 and which way is day 7. We're Mazin Olav all 7 days. That's Rameir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't mazin alav ela shlisha v'shvi'i bilvat. Rabbi Yossi says no, we'll be mazin on him on the 3rd day of his prisha, which is the 5th day of Tishrei, and on the 7th day of his prisha on Erev Yom Kippur. On the 5th day of Tishrei and on Erev Yom Kippur on the 3rd and 7th day of his prisha, that's when we'll be mazin. The mechatas on him. Reb Chaninas kana koyanim aimer. He makes a split. He says koyin aserves a para mazin lev kol shiva. By the para, the koyin who's pirish, the one who's being served as a para. So him were mazin love all 7 days before the para, before the sreifa sapara. However, the koyin god of Yom Kippurim a mazin love el shlishi v'shvi. So regarding that, he holds a grabi yosi that were only mazin on shlishi v'shvi. For the Kohen Gadol that's perished before Yom Kippur. So now, the Gemara is really going to focus on the first two shitas, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara, my lav b'hakam ifugi. L'chayr, the machlaikas is as follows. That Rav Meir, who held that we were mazna love all 7 days, the pshat is because Rav Meir holds Tumah's duchuya hi betzibur. That Tumah's only duchuya betzibur, and therefore, like Rashi says, therefore we're going to go and do a lot more to ensure that he's tar. He'll be tar anyways, but because it's only dechuya, so we're going to do extra things. So we're going to be mazin alav all 7 days because he holds it's dechuya. It's a little bit of a deichik that we allow him to serve betuma. Rabbi Yosi savar tuma heter hi betzibur, as opposed to Rabbi Yosi who says that we're just mazin shlishi v'shvi. The pshat is because he holds that the tuma is hutra, and therefore there's really no need to be so machmir because the whole thing is just a maila ba'alma, like Rashi says. Because really the Tumah is Hutra, there is no problem of Tumah. So therefore, as a Milo or Maznal of Shlishi Vishvi, there's no need to do anything more than that though. Says the so L'chayr, we have a Machlekes Tanayim, another Machlekes Tanayim about Hutra and Dechuya. That Rav Meir holds Tumah's Dechuya Betzibur, and Rabbi Yossi says Tumah's Hutra Betzibur. Says the Gemara of Atisvara, do you really think that that's the Machlekes? That the machlekes is whether or not Tumah is duchuya or hutra. Isav Rabbi Yosi heter hi betzibur. If Rabbi Yosi really holds that Tumah is hutra betzibur, so then hazak klal amali. So why would he even require hazan shlishi v'shvi? Why would he require Hazon Shlishi Vishvi if he held that the whole thing is Hutra anyways? Even Shlishi Vishvi shouldn't need Hazah. Ella, the Kuli Alma Hani Tanai Savri Toma Duchuya Hibet Zibor. It must be everybody over here holds, both Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, hold that Toma is only Duchuya Bet Zibor. Because if Toma was Hutra Bet Zibor, there would be no reason to do Hazah Shlishi Vishvi, because there's no problem of Toma. It must be both Rameir and Rabbi Yossi both agree that Toma is Duchuya Hibet Zibor. So what's the Machlaikas? Says the Gemara, V'hacha b'hacha miflugi. The Machlokes is as follows. Rameir Savar, Rameir, who says that we're mazanil of all 7 days, he held Amrina tefillah b'zman mitzvah. He held that we say that tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The Pasuk says, V'chita b'yom ha'shvi. We darshan from there that there's a mitzvah dafka to be taivu on yom ha'shvi, on the time. At the time that the person's able to go to the mikvah, he has a mitzvah to be taivu on time. And Rashi points out, and we learn out, we compare Hazah to tefillah, that just like tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so too hazah b'zman mitzvah. And therefore, a mayor said that because he holds a tefillah and hazah b'zman mitzvah, so therefore he said to be mazin all 7 days, because we don't know which day is shlishi v'shvi. We're being chayshish that maybe this kain gadol is tamei meis, or the kain is tamei meis. So we don't know when he became tamei meis. Maybe he became tamei meis the day before the prisha, maybe 2 days before the prisha, 3 days before the prisha, 4, we have no idea. So we have no idea which day is day 3 and which day is day 7. Because we don't know which day is day 3 and which day is day 7, and there's a mitzvah to dafka do the hazab is mana, so therefore we're mazanel of all 7 days. That's our merishita. Rabbi Yossi Savar Le'amrin and Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi says that we don't say Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. And we don't say Hazza'a Bizmana Mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah to do a dafka on the 3rd and 7th day. So there's no reason to do Hazza'a any more than just day 3 and day 7. Then we know we have a day 3 and a day 7. It's irrelevant if we have the actual day 3 and day 7. As long as we have a day 3 and a day 7, that there was Hazza'a, so we took care of the problem of a Cheshash of Tumas Meis. And even though it's not necessarily Bizmana, it doesn't matter because there's no mitzvah to do the hazah bizmana. That's the machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, comes out that you want to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, so tefillah bizmana and hazah bizmana is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to dafka go with bizmana. Really, says the Gemara, is that true? V'sabu Rabbi Yossi lo amrina tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Does Rabbi Yossi really say that we don't say that tefillah bizmana mitzvah? Is that Rabbi Yossi shita? But we see elsewhere that Rabbi Yossi holds that there is a mitzvah to dafka b'tayvah bizmana. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa. Hare shay Hashem kasav al basaroi. A person has a shem Hashem written on his basar. So the halacha is areza lo yirchatz. He's not to wash himself with water, because it could erase the shame. And he can't rub himself with oil also, for the same reason. Another halacha is that he's also not allowed to stand in a dirty place, such as a bathroom, because of the kedushas Hashem, so he can't stand in there. What's the lacha if he has to go to the mikvah? He has a tefillah shal mitzvah, so he has the shame. We said normally he can't be reichitz b'mayim. So what's the lacha now that he has a tefillah shal mitzvah? So says the Tanakama, kairich lav gemi v'toivel. So he should put a gemi, he should put some reed over the shame, and he should go to the mikvah like that. And we learned in Masechah Shabbos on Kufchaf HaMabez that when it says that he's kairich lav gemi, avada doesn't mean that he ties it so tightly, because then it will be a chatzitza, but it means he loosely ties some reed over the shame, and then he goes to the mikveh like that. Rabbi Yossi Aimer Yayred V'Toivel Kedarkai. However, Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik. Rabbi Yossi says, "Don't. There's no need to go get a reed. Rather, he could just go to the mikveh and be toivel like normal. Ubilvachli Yishafshif. But he shouldn't scrub water onto the shame." So now, that's so Machlaikas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Tanakama, he has to put on a reed when he goes to the mikvah. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't need to get a reed. Now, V'kaimelon, the Gemara's Maskana and Mesechah Shabbos on Kufkaf on Mebeis, is that the Betfila Bezmana Mitzvah come ifigli. That the Machlaikas is regarding Tfila Bezmana Mikvah. The Tanakama suffered, Le'amin and Tfila Bezmana Mitzvah. The Tanakama holds there's no mitzvah to dafka go to the mikvah on time, and therefore go look for a gemi. Therefore, he said to go look for a gemi. If you don't find it, so you'll go the next day. Anyways, there's no need to go to the mikvah on time. Rabbi Yossi Savar Amina Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi holds a Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, and therefore he said not to go look for a gemi, because maybe you're not going to find one, and then you're not going to go to the mikvah on time. So therefore he said not to look for a gemi. So that we see from here that Rabbi Yossi holds Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So how could you tell me that the Machlaikas are Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Is that Rameir holds Tefillah and Hazah Bizmana Mitzvah, and Rabbi Yossi holds that Tefillah and Hazah Bizmana is not a mitzvah? But we see from this brisa that Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So says the Gemara, Ella dekuli alma lahani tanai amrina tefillah bezman mitzvah. It must be everybody holds, both Rav Meir and Rav Yaisi, they both hold tefillah bezman mitzvah. Because we see that that's Rav Yaisi shita. Rav Meir clearly holds like that, and that's why he says to do the hazah all 7 days. And even Rav Yaisi, we see from the Braisa that Rav Yaisi holds tefillah bezman mitzvah. Ah, so what's pshat? Rabbi Yaisi said only to do azah on shlishi vishvi. Why not every day? Says the Gemara v'hacha b'hacha miflugi. This is the machlekes. Rav Meir savar makshina nazah l'tfila. Rav Meir says that we compare hazah to tfila, and so just like tfila bezmana mitzvah, so too hazah bezmana mitzvah, and therefore we should do hazah all 7 days. Rabbi Yaisi savar loya makshina nazah l'tfila. However, Rabbi Yaisi holds that we don't compare hazah to tfila, and even though Rabbi Yaisi holds that tfila bezmana mitzvah, he holds that we don't learn from there that so too hazah bezman a mitzvah. Tefillah bezman is a mitzvah, but hazah, there's no mitzvah to do dafka the hazah on time. Now the Shagas Arya points out an interesting thing, that l'chayre, even without comparing hazah to tefillah, by default, if you hold that tefillah bezmana is a mitzvah, if you hold that there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on time, so let's say someone became tameh on a Tuesday, so now his day 7, let's say, is the following Monday. So if he has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on that Monday, so then by default he's going to have a he has that that's going to require him to do hazah on time on shlishi v'shvi. Because if he doesn't do hazah on shlishi and shvi, so then he's not going to be able to go to the mikvah the following Monday. So why do you have to have why do Kilu the Gemara is making a talui and he compares hazah to tefillah. Rabbi Yaisi doesn't compare hazah to tefillah even without comparing hazah to tefillah by the very fact that Rabbi Yaisi holds that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, he should have to say that hazah bezman a mitzvah, because if he doesn't do the hazah on time, he's not going to be able to go to the mikvah on time. So the Shagas Arya over here in Gvur Sari says that no, that's not a chisaron of tefillah bezman a mitzvah if there's something such as hazah which is preventing you from going to the mikvah. If he did his hazah and he still doesn't go to the mikvah on time, so that's a bittul of the tefillah bezman a mitzvah. But if he can't go to the mikvah because he needs to do hazah, so then that's not a bittul of the tefillah bezman a mitzvah because he can't go to the mikvah. He needs to do hazah, and therefore Rabbi Yaisi, who holds that we don't compare hazah to tefillah, holds that there's no need to do the hazah dafka on time. Affect the Gemara. So now it comes out that we're saying that the Machlokes or Meir Rabbi Yaisi is everybody holds that Tomas Duchiyahi Betzibor. Everybody holds, they both agree that Tefillah Bezman a Mitzvah. The Machlokes is, do we compare Hazah to Tefillah? Rabbi Meir says that we compare Hazah to Tefillah. Rabbi Yaisi says we don't compare Hazah to Tefillah. Now the Gemara is going to mention the third Shita of Rabbi Chanina Skanakayanim, and try to figure out where he fits into the whole picture. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Chanina Skanakayanim, so what does he hold? He said that by Yom Kippur we do Hazah Shlishi Vishvi, like Rabbi Yaisi. And then he said that by Paraduma, so by Paraduma we do Hazah every day, like Rabbi Meir said. So says the Gemara, Mimanufshach, Imakish Hazah Latfila, if he holds that we compare Hazah to Tfila, Senafilu Kayin Biyam Ekipurim Nami. So even the Kayin in Yom Kippur, he should also have to do Hazah every day, not just Shlishi Vishvi. Because Hazah Bizman a Mitzvah, so he should have to be Mazin Alav all 7 days. And he loy makish Hazah Latfilah, and if he holds that we don't compare Hazah to Tfilah, and even though Tfilah Bizman a Mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah to do Hazah Bizmana, and that's why by Yom Kippurim we're only Mazin Alav Shlishi Vishvi. If so, Senafilu Kain Sarvis Apara Namilah. So then even the Kain who's Pirish, the one who Sarvis Apara, by him also we should only have to be Mazin Alav Shlishi Vishvi. Why over there does Rukhanina Skana Kainim say that we're Mazin Alav all 7 days? Says the Gemara, La'ilam loy makish. Really, he holds that we're not makish hazah to tefillah. And he holds a Rav Yaisi, that even though tefillah is mana mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah to do hazah on time. And that's why on Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur, we're mazin olav only shlishi v'shvi. Ah, so what's the pshat that by parah we're mazin all 7 days? Says the Gemara, V'kayin asari v'sapara, ma'ila ba'alma. And a chanami, there's really no reason that we should need to be mazin olav all 7 days. There's no mitzvah to do hazah bezmana. The reason why by parah aduma we're mazin olav all 7 days is as a maila ba'alma, like we've mentioned a few times already, that because we were metamid the kayin aserv sapara, we wanted to dafka make him into teful yoyim. So because of that, the Chachamim made a lot of different milos that we do also by Paradumas, so that it shouldn't lead to a zilzal. And I think this is the third or fourth one that we've mentioned already, the third or fourth milo, if we keep track. On Beis Amud Aleph, we said that there was the Lishka of the Lishkas Beis HaEvan, that's where the Kayan Aseret Fasapar was Pirish into. He was Pirish into the Lishkas Beis HaEvan. And we said, why was it called the Lishkas Beis HaEvan? So he said, because everything, that the whole room was made out of materials that are not Makabel Tumah as a Maila for Paradumas. So that was the first Maila we mentioned. And then on Gimel Amud Beis, we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole concept of Prisha for a Paradumah is all just a Maila. We don't learn that out from the Miluim. Yom Kippur's learned out from the Miluim. But Rabbi Yochanan is Mas Nichada. He did not learn out Para from the Miluim. And Para, the Prisha by Paradumah, was just a Maila Ba'alma. That was the second time we mentioned Maila. Then on Daled Amud Aleph, we mentioned that according to Reish Lakish, we said that according to Reish Lakish, the whole concept of Hazaah by Paraduma is just a Maila, because he learned out Prisha from Sinai, not from the Miluim. By Sinai, there was no Hazaah. So why are we Mazin by the Paraduma? So the Gemara said, it's just a Maila Ba'alma. So that was the third Maila that we mentioned, the third time we mentioned Maila. And then over here, on Chasam and Aleph, now we're saying also that according to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim, the fact that we're Mazin all 7 days, and not just Shlishi Vishvi, so it's a Maila Gabi Maila, potentially. But for sure, this idea that we're Mazin all 7 days and not just Shlishi Vishvi, so that's just a Maila that the Chachamim made by Paraduma. So it's the fourth Maila that we've mentioned so far. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Elahad Tanu Rabbanon, Aim Bein Kayin Aseret Fasapar L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. That which we learned in the Braisa, that there's no difference between the Kayin Aseret Fasapara and the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur. They're exactly the same. There's no difference. Ella, except, Shezeh Prishasa L'Kedusha, V'Echa V'Kehanim Noigin Boy. Regarding the Kayin Gadol who was perished before Yom Kippur, so he wasn't being perished for any Cheshash Toma, he was being perished L'Kedusha in order to prepare himself before going L'Fnai V'Lifnim. That was the reason for his Prisha. So because that was the reason for his Prisha, not because of any Cheshash Toma, so therefore, V'Echa V'Kehanim Noigin Boy. So therefore, other Kehanim, they were allowed to touch him. However, V'Zed, the Kayin who was Sarif HaSapara, who was perished before being Sarif HaSapara, by him, Prisha so Letaira. By him, the Prisha was Letaira. It was a Maila that we had for the Kayin Aseret Fasapara. So being that Prisha was Letaira, V'ein Achav HaKehanim Noigin Bay. So therefore, other Kehanim were not allowed to touch him. So regarding everything else, the Prisha is the same. Just the only difference is that the Kayin Aseret Fasapara, other Kehanim were not allowed to touch him. And the Kayin who was perished, the Kayin Gadol who was perished before Yom Kippur, him, other Kehanim were allowed to touch him. But for everything else, they were the same. So who was that Braisa like? Says the Gemara, Kiman, who is it like? Ay, Remeir, ay, Rabbi Yaisi. It has to be like Remeir or Rabbi Yaisi, who held that the amount of days that were Mazin, the Kayin who was Seraph HaSapara and the Kayin Gadol before Yom Kippur were the same, either Shlishi Vishvi or all 7 days. Di, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim, because if the Tana of the Braisa would be Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim, who held that by Yom Kippur were Mazin, Gimel, on Shlishi Vishvi, and for the Kayin of Seraph HaSapara were Mazin all 7 days, so Hayikanamiha, there's this difference also. There's this difference regarding the Hazah. And the Braisa says that there's no difference except for regarding whether other Kayhanim were allowed to touch him. So it must be this Braisa is either like Remeir or like Rabbi Yaisi and not like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayhanim. Lamaisa, the Rambam, in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim and in Parak Beis of Hilchos Parah, if you put the two Rambams together, so it comes out he paskins like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayhanim. He paskins that for Yom Kippur were Mazin Shlishi Vishvi, and for Paraduma, we're Mazin all 7 days. And the Kesef Mishnah over there explains that the reason why the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim, is because regarding Yom Kippur, so it's Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yaisi who said Shlishi Vishvi, it's two against one against Remeir who said that we're Mazin all 7 days. And regarding the Paraduma, so it's Rabbi Chanina and Remeir who said that we're Mazin all 7 days against Rabbi Yaisi who said that we're just Mazin Shlishi Vishvi. So each one, Rabbi Chanina is sort of the one that tips the scale and makes it a two against one. And therefore, the Rambam Paskin, that by Yom Kippur we're Mazin Shlishi Vishvi, and by Par we're Mazin all 7 days. It's interesting, if you look in Atta Kenanta, so over there also the Paitan Paskins like the Rambam also, that by Yom Kippur we're Mazin Shlishi Vishvi. The Lashon over there is Lahedya. It says, Umazin Allah of Shlishi Vishvi. However, in Amitz Koyach, so it's interesting that the Paitan is a little bit he's a little bit sasam, and he says Mazin Olav Mechatos. He discusses the Prisha, and then he just says Mazin Olav Mechatos, and we sprinkle on him Mechatos, which is a shtickle mashma, like we're a mayor, that we're Mazin Olav all 7 days, not like the Psak of the Rambam. Efshar Lidcha is that he means that we're Mazin Olav Mechatos during those 7 days, but not all 7 days. It just means on Shlishi V'Shvi during those 7 days.